Welcome to American Acapella with hosts Jamie Jones and Mike Mano. On American Acapella, you'll hear the best acapella music, along with a few candid interviews with people who have shaped this great art form. From chorus groups to barbershop and doo-wop to college acapella, you'll get a taste of a musical world exploding with beautiful harmonies and undiscovered talent. American Acapella is sponsored by Hyundai of Newport. If you purchased any vehicle from Hyundai of Newport and your car needs servicing, they'll come to your house or work and drop off a loaner car for you anywhere within a 60-mile radius of the dealership. Start your fun day in Newport with Hyundai of Newport. Visit HyundaiofNewport.com. Now, here are the hosts of American Acapella, Jamie Jones and Mike Mano.
Hello, everyone. I'm Mike Mano.
I'm Jamie Jones.
Welcome to another episode of American Acapella. Good to be back, Jamie.
Yeah, it is. It's very good to be back.
You've been away for a while.
Been
on vacation all over the world.
I know. A well-traveled, and I flew.
This is a major, major accomplishment. Jamie got on a plane.
Many planes.
Many planes. Flew all the way to Hawaii.
Yep.
And then back to Hawaii to California.
Right? Yep, to Disneyland, and then to Vegas.
And then to Vegas.
And then home.
And then another plane. Wow, you're a regular flyer.
Yeah, tell me about it. Thank God for medication.
Well, I'm glad you had a good vacation. But it's time to get back with American Acapella. And we're only on once a month now, so we miss all of you. But we do get letters. And Jamie, you had an interesting letter maybe a couple months ago. About a group that was interested in being on the show.
Yes, we had an email from Jeremy Lipkin, and he's a member of the New York City a cappella group, the Ex-Boyfriends.
Ex-Boyfriends.
Yes, so we are... He doesn't explain that, but, you know, we'll just leave it at that. But we have one of their CDs here. It's called Happy Ending, and we'll leave that at that as well. And but it's got some great music. And they have a great sound, and we're going to play some of their songs for you guys tonight.
Now, you've edited this, right? I mean, you've listened to the CD and checked out, because there is a little thing on the cover that says...
Yeah, there's explicit songs.
But these aren't... We're not going to play any of those.
No. We're going to play... There's about 10 songs on the CD, and, half of them are good to play.
All right, great. Well, before we get to that, we have some exciting news for anyone in the greater Rhode Island area.
Yes.
Take Six, a group that we've featured on American Acapella many times, the most awarded, you ready for that? Most awarded vocal group in history. 10 Grammy Awards.
Wow.
10 Dove Awards and a Soul Train Award and more. And they're celebrating their 25th anniversary, and Take Six is going to be in Cranston, Rhode Island at the Park Theater on October 12th.
Just around the corner.
Just around the corner from us here. Only about a half an hour away. And right in the center of Rhode Island, if you're interested in coming into the Park Theater, it's going to be an 8 o'clock performance on October 12th.
Yeah, and that's a short trip for anybody in our listening audience.
That's right. It is a very short trip. And with them is going to be the Harlem Gospel Choir. So that's going to be quite a show. So I thought we would feature Take Six a little bit. And we'll start off with a tune that is number one on their album called Take Six. It's called Goldmine.
Shining down through heaven's door. I never thought I would ever stumble out of darkness and prize the view. But this time I found a gold mine in you, in you. Believe my life is changing, Lord, but now I someone like you someday. On the move, hear me, knowing you've steer me, chosen me, just to lead the way. Hey, I never thought I would ever stumble out of darkness and prize the view, but this time I found a gold mine in you. I have to admit, I never thought I would ever chance upon a love I could hold on to, but this time I found a gold mine in you.
I looked all around,
I found a treasure, no one could measure, but it's true. Stumble out of darkness and prize the view, but this time I found you. And finders are keepers. I never thought I would ever chance upon a love I could hold on to. I never thought I would ever spot a ray of hope in the residue. I another prospect to interview, but this time I found a gold mine in you. I have to admit, I never.
All right, there you have the smooth sounds of Take Six.
I love that song.
Real tight harmony. Now, the CD that we're going to listen to today, that we're taking the songs for Take Six from, was recorded almost at the beginning of their career. It says it was recorded '88,
which is significant.
Yeah, because they're still tight, they're still cool. The members back when this was recorded was Mark Kimball, Claude McKnight, Cedric Dent, David Thomas, Merrill Warren, and Alvin Che.
Did my phone go in over that?
Did we hear your phone ring in the background?
Yeah, that was my phone.
You're supposed to have your phone off in the studio,
but
Jamie. All right.
I want everybody to hear my witch's cackle.
Oh, that was the witch's cackle.
For Halloween, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so go on, sorry.
All right, so that was who was on the selection you just heard, and that's who will be singing the rest of the selections, although they aren't necessarily the current members. Let's see what the difference is. We got Claude McKnight, Mark Kimball, Joel Kimball, Dave Thomas, Alvin Che, and Christian Dentley. So a couple of different members over the 25 years, but still smooth singing. And let's get to the second song on their CD, and this is Spread Love.
I know somebody who cares. He's got it made. He won't admit it, but it's just a masquerade. He's a modern-day deceiver with a case of falsehood fever, but shame. And then there's dear old sister Sarah, ain't she sweet?
Oh yes, she ain't.
She gets the word, next thing you know, it's in the street. By the time it's been repeated, all the truth has been deleted. Oh, what a shame. Love her again. Seems like everything we hear is just a tale. I've got something that would never ever fail. It's gonna
spread love.
Oh, it's gonna spread tonight.
Spread love.
The truth is in the sky. I've often said love could open any door.
Oh, but I wish we had much more.
More love is what we need. Da 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 da.
They have subscriptions to the gossip magazine. With a twisted sense of vision, they treat rumors like religion. Now what a shame. It's the same old well, these days it seems like everything we hear is just a tale. I believe in something.
Yeah.
Spread love. Instead of spreading lies. Spread
love. You know that the job needs no disguise.
Spread love.
I've often said love could open any door,
but I wish we had much more.
More love is what we need.
Bang, bang.
Hey, Mike, where are Take Six from?
According to their bio, since I don't know them personally.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Okay.
They were from Huntsville, Alabama, Oakwood College, where McKnight formed the group as the Gentlemen's Estate Quartet in 1980.
And I think that's Brian McKnight's, I'm pretty sure that's Brian McKnight's brother, right?
Well, it just says, who's Brian McKnight? Now you're confusing me.
Brian McKnight is the singer. Brian McKnight plays piano.
Oh, I thought you meant within the group. Okay. No.
I think there is a McKnight within the group, and I think that's Brian McKnight's brother.
Okay. Well, let's get one more tune in before we take our first break, and this one is called David and Goliath. We'll listen to that and then be back with more of American Acapella.
Like the devil when his temper got stirred.
When David was attending his sheep for his part, somebody hollered, I think it was his mom. She said, hurry to the field with his little bitty sack. I want you to dance to your mother's, but hurry right back. Now David took his lunch box, and all he hurried there, he saw the Israelites looking right for me. The problem was they pointed to the prairies.
There he saw a sight to make an elephant scary. Oh, there he saw Goliath, champion of death. He roared in his anger, all in his wrath. Oh, he was stronger.
Up to his knee.
Come on, said the giant, raging and striding. Bring out your strong men from where you got them hiding. Drag out your champions from under the bunks. I feed them to the buzzards, the little set of skunks. Now David heard him bragging, said, I declare that giant's got an awful lot of mouth up there. So he strode.
Starts up for the giant to dance on his toes. He went whirling away
Thomas and David, unless I'm alive. He laughs like a tiger being
sassed by a cat.
Laughs like a hyena, grins from ear to ear. Banging on his armor with his temple of spear.
He starts to horse out for David. Banging down the clanking.
He said, come in, Junior. I'm gonna give you a spanking.
David took his slingshot and he swung it round his head. Out flew that pebble and the giant dropped.
Boom! He dropped dead.
Dead!
You know, little David made a
good shot.
Welcome back to American Acapella, and Jamie, this middle segment, we're going to feature the group that sent us the email and was kind enough to send a CD along called The Ex-Boyfriends.
Yes, the group's The Ex-Boyfriends. The CD is titled Happy Ending, and it's their third album, and they say in their press release it's their final album. So,
really?
But they came out of hiatus after not singing for a while to record this album. The group has been together for about 15 years. There's seven members. It's all male. They're a classic rock a cappella group. So you'll notice with the songs we play, it's mainly classic rock, but what a great sound.
All right. What's the first selection we're going to hear?
We're going to hear the first song called Don't Fear the Reaper.
Neither the wind nor the sun or the rain.
Certainly an interesting style difference from Take Six.
It's very cool. They're from New York, and as you heard, you can hear a lot of percussion there, and that percussion is all the human voice. There's no synthesizers, no drum machines. That's all them recording that. Now, they had two CDs prior to this, one called Acapella's Dead that was released in 1999, and then another one called Karaoke Bar Brawl, which was released in 2002. They've received, you know, plenty of CARA awards, which is the Contemporary Acapella Recording Association. They've received Best Album, Best Song. So they've been around for a while, which you can tell by the tight harmonies they have.
Right.
But let's listen to another one, a famous classic rock song called Feels Like the First Time.
Takes me, baby, to show how much you mean to me. Well, I guess it's just the woman in you that brings out the man in me. Well, I know I just can't help myself. You're all the world to me. But now that I've found you, together we'll make history. Well, I know it's just the woman in you that brings out the man in me. Well, I know I just can't help myself.
Bye.
me by the door.
Great percussion. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, they do a great job. They do not have a website that I can see, but they do have a Facebook page, so you can look up the Ex-Boyfriends on Facebook. Tells all about them, what they're doing, where they're performing, and how the CD is doing for them.
And we have no hint about your earlier comment that this is their last album, meaning is this their last or latest?
It says their last. This is their third and final album. But it does say that they did a farewell show in 2008. So maybe it's only farewell until they feel like they want to sing again.
Or maybe they're done and this gentleman sent us a CD saying this is what we used to sound like.
Well, this was released in 2013. And they reunited in 2013 to celebrate.
Well, see, we
release.
Need more information. Yeah, so is it Jeremy? Is that it?
Yes, Jeremy. If he's out Lipkin, there. Keep sending us stuff. Send us the two previous CDs, and we'll put you on again. But it's
right.
Great stuff.
Give us an update. Let us know what the real story is.
And now this last song, or the next song we'll play for them, one that everybody knows, very popular classic rock tune called Hotel California.
We'll listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more of American Acapella.
Welcome to the Hotel California. got a lot of pretty, pretty boys, Chico's friends. I'm a dance in the courtyard, sweet summer sweat. Some dance to remember, some dance to forget. Le Venier Capitan, que se me vino. Y me dijo un amor tenido ese alcohol. 1069, como se que llamando. Pues me va a despertar la noche para decir. Such a lovely place. Turn your romance in Hotel California. Any time of year, any time of year, you can find it here. El espejo en el techo, chimpana en el hielo. Y ella dijo, somos todos prisioneros de propia voluntad. Y en los cuartos principales hacen sucia ancestral. Slamming with the steely knife, but they just can't kill the fish. Mi último recuerdo, corrí hacia la puerta, en una cadena en el camino por donde había llegado. Relax, dijo el portero, por mí es honor recibir. Puedes salir cuando quiere, pero nunca hay un partir. Born up to see Hotel California. Such a lovely place, such a lovely place, such a lovely place. Living it up at see Hotel California.
American Acapella. I'm Mike Maino.
I'm Jamie Jones.
And we are listening to songs by Take Six and the Ex-Boyfriends. We're in the last segment, a group out of New York City that is new to us, but some pretty cool sounds. And we look forward to maybe hearing more about them in the future.
Absolutely.
Now, normally, I will say normally, but frequently on American Acapella, we have barbershop quartets, and both male and female. But we decided this time to pay tribute to Take Six. So we're going to not have any barbershop on this show.
I know, but Take Six is going to be in our backyard.
They are going to be here. So that's October 12th. They're going to be at the Park Theater, Rhode Island Center for the Performing Arts in Cranston. And that's at 8 o'clock.
So get your tickets now.
That's right. You want to go online and get your tickets. You can do that by going to parktheaterri.com. They got a great website, and they got lots of people coming. They have people like Michael Bolton coming there, and Lee Greenwood, and a lot of great acts coming.
Yeah, they're bringing
up
a lot of good people into that newly renovated, too.
Newly renovated. It's a beautiful theater. Very, 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 very friendly, user-friendly. It's great. There's no bad seats in the house, and so it's a nice place to go. And with Take Six will be the Harlem Gospel Choir, another amazing group of singers. So that's certainly going to be worth the take. We're going to go to another song by Take Six at this point, and this one is called Milky White Way.
Child, I'm gonna walk, walk that milky white way. Child, one of these days.
One of these days.
Child, I'm so way to walk, walk that milky white way. Child, one of these days away. Man, that's when we walk, walk that milky white way.
you know?
Get there.
Child of me.
Da, da,
my
da,
loving mother.
Da, 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 da,
oh, one of these days.
Well, 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 well.
Well,
well.
When we reach that promised land, when we walk that milky white way, oh child, one of these days.
One of these days.
Child, I'm gonna meet. Oh, meet God the Father.
Going to meet.
And God the Son.
God and the Son.
And God the Son,
going to meet
the Son,
listening to Take Six. And Jamie, the CD that we're listening to actually won 2 Grammy Awards. Now, they've won 10 altogether, but this CD alone won 2. They awarded in 1988, so right when they started, Contemporary Jazz and Contemporary Christian. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Let's start right off right at the top there.
Well, they have gospel roots, so, I mean...
Yeah, all the songs we're playing today are gospel, although they do other kinds of music. We have played in the past.
Yes.
We featured them last March and again the year before that. So they sing lots of things, but their roots are definitely gospel. We're going to go to another one. This one, Jamie, you say you like this one. It's called Mary.
Yes, it's a good song.
Well, I'm singing Mary.
Oh, Mary, don't you weep.
Tell Martha not to moan.
Martha, don't you moan.
Well, Mary.
Oh, Mary, don't you weep.
Tell Martha not to
Martha,
moan.
Martha, don't you moan.
Cause Pharaoh's on me.
Pharaoh's on
don't you know that in
drowning the Red Sea.
Singing
don't you weep.
Tell Martha not to moan.
Martha, don't you moan.
Well, well, singing Mary.
Oh, Mary, don't you weep.
Tell Martha not to moan.
Martha, don't you moan.
Well, 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 Mary.
Mary,
yeah.
Don't you weep.
Tell Martha not to moan.
Martha, don't you moan.
Cause Mary's a tell Martha not to moan.
Martha, don't you moan.
I'm singing it.
If I could,
I believe that I would.
I truly
would. Well, I'm gonna put my foot on that rock where Moses stood.
Moses stood.
Cause Pharaoh's army.
Martha, don't you moan.
One more time, sing it here.
If I could,
sorrow, don't you cry,
oh, Mary,
no,
don't,
no.
Oh,
oh, oh,
oh, oh, Mary, don't you weep.
I know you got problems,
oh, Mary,
but don't weep. Cause Pharaoh's army's been drowned.
Pharaoh's army.
Drowned in the sea.
Drowned in the sea.
Singing Mary.
Oh, Mary, don't you weep.
Tell Martha not to moan.
Jamie, a very enjoyable show listening to Ex-Boyfriends and Take Six. It's been great. And we want to talk about Take Six a little bit more. I've told you they're going to be at the Park Theater in Cranston on Saturday, October 12th at 8 p.m. Mm-hmm. But what I didn't tell you, I was saving as a teaser. We want to see how many people actually listen to the whole hour of American Acapella.
Okay.
And listen to our last song here. If you want to email...
Wake up, Dad.
Yeah, email me at Maino, M-A-I-N-O, at classical959.com. We'll take all the emails I get that have been listening to this show, put them in a hat, and draw a winning name that will win two tickets.
Those are my tickets.
No, two tickets to see Take Six. So all you have to do is email me.
There go my tickets.
And you'll get the two tickets to see Take Six free, and I think they're like $50 a piece, so... You know,
it's going to be a great show.
Yeah, it's going to be definitely a great show featuring Take Six and the Harlem Gospel Choir. All you got to do is email for the free tickets, and we'll see who wins. We'll let you know the next show who won them. Right now, we've got time for one more short tune from Take Six. After that, we'll say goodbye. We'll let Joe say goodbye right after that, as
Sounds
we normally
good.
Do. Yeah. I'm Mike Maino.
I'm Jamie Jones.
Here we go with the last tune from Take Six.
Let the words of my
just tell them goodbye.